Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Sony confirmed it's developing a next-gen VR headset for the PS5, which uses a single-cord connection and offers improved field of view and resolution. A new VR controller with improved ergonomics is also in development. Sony plans to issue dev kits soon, but specs and a release date are still unknown. Facebook will restore Australian news content to its platform following negotiations with Treasurer Josh Frydenberg. As part of the negotiations, the Australian government agrees to amend its proposed media bargaining laws to give Facebook more time to strike deals with traditional news outlets for content and sets final offer arbitration as a last resort after 2 months of mediation. Microsoft announced it will partner with the European Publishers Council to develop a way for news outlets to get paid by tech gatekeepers. Microsoft has also called for the EU to implement Australian-style arbitration to determine rates to pay for news content. Spotify announced it will offer a CD-quality, lossless audio tier called Spotify Hi-Fi later this year, with pricing to be announced. Currently, Spotify streams top out at 320 kilobits per second, with Amazon Music and Tidal both already offering lossless audio tiers. A new note from the analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims that the upcoming redesigned MacBook Pros will feature an HDMI port and SD card slot. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman previously reported that the laptop would reintroduce the SD card slot, and Kuo's previous note said that the laptop would offer more I.O. and the return of MagSafe charging. Samsung announced its newest smartphone sensor, the 50-megapixel ISOCELL GN2, is now in production. The sensor features dual-pixel Pro autofocus for faster focusing, regardless of device rotation, smart ISO to use multiple ISO settings to capture a single image, and the ability to create 100-megapixel images using an intelligent re-mosaic algorithm to merge three shots. Oppo posted a video demoing its wireless air charging technology, which claims to offer 7.5 watts of charging at distances of up to 10 centimeters. The charging tech was shown using the Oppo X2021 rollable concept phone, although no release date was given for either. Security researchers at Checkpoint discovered that the China-based group APT31 built a privilege escalation hacking tool called Jian in 2014 using copied 2013 code from a hacking tool called EPME, used by the Equation Group, which is understood to be part of the NSA. Jian was used by APT31 from 2015 through March 2017, with the exploit patched after EPME was leaked with other NSA hacking tools by the Shadow Broker Group. Apple revoked certificates for developer accounts used by the creators of the newly discovered Silver Sparrow Mac malware. Apple says this will prevent it from being distributed through the Mac App Store and should be detected if downloaded elsewhere, thanks to Apple's notary service. Samsung committed to provide security updates to devices for at least 4 years after initial release, extending back to hardware originally released in 2019. This extends to even entry-level phones, although some lower-end phones will be limited to quarterly security upgrades. And finally, T-Mobile now offers the Magenta Max plan, which offers 5G data without throttling or deprioritization after a data cap, as well as letting users stream video in unlimited 4K UHD quality. The plan costs $57 per line and offers 40 gigabytes of hotspot data and unlimited go-go in-flight Wi-Fi. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.